After the initial indictment of the 35 Atlanta educators, four were indicted on separate charges. Tamara Cotman, a former Atlanta school system executive, was one of the four. She was only charged with influencing a witness. For nearly 3 weeks, the prosecution called witnesses that included Georgia's former governor, Sonny Perdue. But that and over 100 pieces of evidence was not enough for a conviction.
I was just grateful that the jurors listened to all the evidence and were able to filter the truth from things that weren't true. And my heart is very grateful.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard is remaining optimistic.
When we went back and talked with the jurors said to us, if the case had only involved cheating, that they would have been able to make a decision in 2 minutes.
The prosecution still has a bigger case related to cheating and a cover-up to try against Tamara Cotman and the others, including Atlanta's former superintendent. For NPR News, I'm Rose Scott in Atlanta.